That's the one, right there, Jimmy said, pointing at Steve's face as he pushed away from the door jamb and entered the office. Jimmy Newland had been his best friend since high school and was now the general sales manager for the dealership. He strolled in, eyes all squinty, like Clint Eastwood in pretty much every movie the man had ever starred in. Steve watched him flop down into one of the black leather and chrome chairs on the opposite side of his desk. He cleared his throat while scooting his chair under the desk and went back to staring at his computer monitor.
What do you need, Jimmy?
Like Steve, Jimmy had aged well. They'd been nearly inseparable since seventh grade, roomed together through college, and they shared a passion for cars. Even now, they spent all day at the dealership together, typically ate lunch with one another, they worked out together, and up until the time Steve had come out, with the exception of when either of them had been married, they'd gone out drinking and picking up women with one another. Jimmy had left his suit jacket somewhere else, and as usual, his too colorful tie was slightly askew, like he'd been tugging on it in silent, agonizing protest. He was lanky, taller than Steve, and prettier, by Steve's calculations. He'd never had any trouble getting laid, but he'd been married and divorced twice.
Everyone's been talking about that grin of yours all week. You're freaking people out, Haas.
Jimmy was now smiling, chewing on some gum, and looking like he knew something no one else did. Steve sneered, thinking this right here was reason enough to never keep friends more than a few years before, cycling in a brand new batch.
You don't know me,
Steve sniffed, finally flipping Jimmy off when he didn't take the hint.
You find yourself a little piece of ass?
Jimmy shuddered slightly.
Jeez, that means something totally different now.
You sure you're homo? Steve didn't react to the intended shudder of repulsion from his oldest friend, because he was shocked Jimmy had brought up the topic to begin with. In the months since he'd come out to everyone at work, Jimmy had avoided this topic in general. It was the first sign that there might be a light at the end of the tunnel for the two of them. Steve had pretty much decided Jimmy would never come around, and that thought ate him up inside. It had been exactly what he feared most, the thing that had kept him in the closet all those years.
Don't get high and mighty with me, shithead.
Steve pointed across the desk at him.
Don't forget, I know all your secrets. And you, my friend, have most certainly stuck your pecker up more than one asshole over the years. Not with a dude!
Jimmy tossed one of his long, lanky legs over the arm of the chair. It was a habit of Jimmy's, which at one point, long ago in the very distant past, had been more than a little distracting to a closeted Steve Steele.
Honestly, one asshole doesn't really look all that different from another, Steve said, though men tend to be hairier.
Jimmy made a slight gagging sound that had Steve laughing. He didn't actually want to be having this discussion with his best friend. It was something he couldn't imagine ever being completely comfortable discussing with any of the guys he worked with, though several had made somewhat strained and uncomfortable attempts to do so over the past few months. For now, he was willing to swallow the discomfort. Lord knows he'd swallowed a lot more than that in the past. Steve decided to take it as a sign of support. It didn't help that all the guys at work seemed interested in talking about was either sex or sports, but Steve had zero interest in becoming the in-house gay sex information kiosk. It was pretty easy to discourage Jimmy from pushing too hard for details, since the details tended to gross him out.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to it, Stevie,
Jimmy added.
But you know I want you happy, right?
I do.
And thanks for that,
Steve sighed.
It actually means a lot to me. I was afraid I might end up with no friends after, you know.
No way. I don't get it. How you can go from banging chicks to screwing dudes. But hey, too much water under the bridge to lose my best friend at this point.
Had you done it back in high school or college, no problem. I'd have tossed your ass over in a heartbeat.
That's real nice. Steve shook his head as he leaned back in his seat.
I do actually have work to do. You know that, right?
Please, you're just trying to look busy so Margie doesn't get after you. Steve laughed. Despite not being true in that particular moment, he'd certainly been guilty of that in the past.
You're trying to avoid the fact that I know you're getting some.
Jimmy started squinting again.
Walking around the joint like you're cock of the walk? You don't want to talk about it. Makes me think you might be ashamed of him or something. But I know you're stud strut when I see it.
Christ, fine. Sheesh.
You're like a girl all of a sudden, wanting all the details.
Steve tossed his arms through the air.
I'm seeing someone. We met over Christmas. He's moved back to town since then, and we've been dating for a couple of weeks. Jimmy opened his mouth to ask another question, but Steve cut him off. He's very dreamy, and yes, I'm planning to ask him to the prom so we can totally double. Shit. Jimmy sat there, staring blankly across the desk at him. You really like him? It sounded more like an accusation than a question, and Steve placed his head in his hands and faux wept. So when do we meet him? Jimmy asked. Steve looked up at him, his arms falling to a thud across the top of his desk. If I thought I could get away with it? Never. Jimmy smiled evilly. I gotta make sure he's good enough to date my little sister. Fuck you. Sick. Jimmy shuddered. You're practically family. That would be incestuous. Will you get out? Surely you can find some work to do. You leave your sense of humor up some guy's ass? Jimmy forced back a grin as he tried to sell his own indignation. Gay means happy, Stevie. Get with the program, or I'll have to sick the fairies on you. How anyone could think you're homophobic, I don't know. I know, right? I'm practically parade ready. The intercom from the phone on his desk buzzed, and they both looked out the window at his secretary, Margie. Steve's stomach dropped as Margie announced he had a visitor. There was Deacon, standing on the opposite side of her desk, holding a large basket. He was up and out of his seat in a flash. Despite his best efforts to remain cool and collected, he couldn't manage to prevent the big, cheesy grin now plastered across his face. He signaled for Deacon to come on in. Holy shit, is that the guy? Jimmy asked, making no signs to vacate, nor offering any evidence he intended to act cool. Deacon was smiling like an idiot as well, as he watched Margie point toward the hall around the corner, giving him directions to Steve's office. Christ, Stevie, you've been trolling Toys R Us? How old is he, 12? Steve backhanded Jimmy in the arm as he passed by. He's 27, thank you. Hope you checked his ID. That's all I'm saying. He's older than that bimbo you're screwing at the moment. Jimmy scowled, apparently not enjoying the reminder. I don't think it's the same thing. Can you not be an asshole? Steve muttered, opening the door to his office for Deacon, who had his hands full. Hi. Hey. Deacon said, planting a quick peck on Steve's lips before hobbling over to the desk and using both hands to place the basket on top of his desk with a thud. Steve licked his lips and noticed Margie was now staring wide-eyed, having witnessed the kiss. Jimmy's mouth currently hung open in shock as well. It was little more than a peck, but he and Deacon had not really had the discussion about PDA, which Steve was not too comfy with, especially at his place of business. Though, when he thought about it, he wasn't big on it anywhere. When he turned, Jimmy was once again smiling like the cat about to eat the canary. Jimmy was just leaving, Steve announced. Not before an introduction, Hoss, Jimmy said, holding out his hand for Deacon. I'm Steve's oldest and best friend, so I'll be the best man when the time comes, just so you know. Deacon was stunned into silence momentarily before he seemed to understand Jimmy was being a smartass. They shook hands briefly. Good to meet you. He's getting a little ahead of us. Steve tried not to enjoy the fact Deacon was blushing as he grabbed Jimmy by the arm and dragged him toward the door. And he's leaving. It was very nice meeting you, Jimmy said as he was shoved through the door. Give Stevie and me a heads up for the next frat party, he added before Steve slammed the door in his face. He took a deep breath, doing his best not to think about the hazing he'd have to endure over the next couple of days. He glanced up, saying a quick prayer pleading for mercy before he turned to see Deacon was now chewing nervously on his lip.